We hope that it was a blessing. Although the time we spend on it, now we can understand better the seven church ages. Here I have a book with me. It's a notebook of the year 70. This is one of the book. It's one of the books of the seven church ages. But the way it's written, it seems like William Mario Branham wrote it. The first impact for the reader, he can give him the impression that it was written by William Mario Branham, but the name of the author is not written in. So see a little bit how many traps or I say traps because in the beginning it seems that it was Brother Branham. It was Brother Branham to write the books, and this matter brought confusion. But already in the year 70, when we were going to France or we are going to Belgium, but we heard that it was written by Brother Livet. But as you know, once the lie is seed, is hard to remove it. It remained there. It's incredible how things, how evil things or bad things, they always last more than the good things. Brother Antonio is here. We believe now Sister Deborah is missing. Maybe she will come later. I'm making a proposition to leave the microphone open. That's Brother Frank was asking if it was possible to leave all the microphones open. So, shall we start? Let us start so we'll finish early. There are just some passages of the scripture that I would like to read, and we will finish earlier. Hallelujah. Let's bow down our head and present ourselves before the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Lord and wonderful Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful to be before Thee. It's true that the screen seems to separate us from reality, but the brothers are real and Your Spirit also is real. For this reason, we call upon Thy name, this wonderful name, which is the name of our Lord Jesus, our Savior. And once tonight You will bless our heart and You bless us because we are thirst of You. And You will bless our lives because they want to be in Your path. And You are our chief. You know our heart, our soul and our spirit, and you have our lives in your hand. You are our God and of our lives. Thank you to be present tonight with us, to bring us forward in your reign, and to give us strength to continue with you and to realize, to fulfill your wonderful plan that you have made during this millennium. And now we are at the end, as you have made everything according to your revealed word. Thank you, Lord. Bless our heart. Bless those who missed. Bless those who will listen. And you know the needs of the heart. And you never miss to give the blessing in our hearts. Our lives are in your hand. And we know tonight that you will touch our heart, our thoughts, and our lives. We adore you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We read till page 16. We did not read the last paragraph. We will... I believe that you stored in already what we said in the last meetings. So we are not going to touch again those things. We know that after that the union, so after Constantine the emperor, the union that was between the church and the state, then all the things, and we start from here, then we see how the Lord will lead us. The main thing that we have to keep is the meeting, the united meeting, as it was written there. So the definition of the word Catholic, it means complete, all together. In that sense, as it was written, so this unity in the Catholic Church comes from the word, or comes from what happened in the years of Constantine, and after that the power went in the end of Jezebel, and we'll see it a little bit. We read from the first what he's talking about Constantine. So Constantine invited the nominal Christian, First Christian Church of Rome, to help him to get the Christian behind him, as they were a very large age. The outcome was the Nicene Council of 325. There the Christian, both true and nominal, came together at the invitation of Constantine. The true Christian had no business even going up to the meeting. In spite of all Constantine could do to unite them all, the real believer knew they were out of place and left. But to those who remained, Constantine gave of the state's treasury along with political and physical force. The people were introduced to idols worship and spiritism, for statues with names of saints were placed in the buildings, and the people were taught to commune with the dead, or pray the saint, which is nothing more nor less than spiritism. That is what we see in the Catholic Church initially. That here was at the beginning of the first church, so the Catholic Church, it means. So he brought them all together. So starting with this word, a meeting, a united meeting. And this word is important. When they were all together and they discussed between them, they gave explanation. They tried to persuade and to convince, but the so the reasoning wanted to prevail over the word of God, and that's what it took place. For this reason, it, as the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 or also chapter 1, the foolish things of the word so wisdom of the word is foolish before God. And foolish things of God are wise things for man. And this reasoning of good sense of reasoning brought people out of his of the will of God. God has put this one this theme in my heart for me to share it with you. And I wrote it down here on my notes. And this reasoning push people out of the will of God and out of the path of God or out of the word of God. Last time, just in bracket, maybe last Wednesday when we read all together, and I said that just one person has to speak. I believe that you understood it well, because when I say that, I meant just one, just God has to speak. We don't need to have one man as a chief of the church, but the word of God or the Spirit of God in a man, then it leads that man to speak. Therefore, this word is really important, what we are saying here. They departed from the will of God. They departed from the right position that a Christian supposed to have. As Peter said, what is in the synagogue? He said, what is better? To listen to the Lord or to listen to God or to men. And also the Lord Jesus Christ say, not all those who call me Lord, Lord will enter in, but just those who do the will of my Father. As we do not have much to read in this page, I wanted just to take time in this paragraph. Let us read Romans 12, because sometimes we take our will as the will of God, and may tonight be a teaching for us and to be sealed in our heart. The position of Christian before God is to know His will and to do it, so to know the will of God. Independently from your own will, that you can think or you can say maybe it's right, maybe also all people they can agree with you. If we take for example the time of the king Ahab, the prophet Micah was the only one who was not he was disagreeing with other prophet. But Ahab said he always prophesied evil against me. And when they went to took the prophet Micah, they asked him to say the same word, the good words to Ahab. So that's also what we read here, the united meeting. For at the point in which we are. So as we are in the at the end time, we have to know the true will of God. We do not need to have the permissive will, but we need the will. There is just one will of God. There is not a permissive will and the perfect or the will of God. The permissive will is that will that a man himself appropriates and without considering the will of God. For this reason, still we are falling. Maybe later on we speak about it. Or if you see what took place in Krefeld, that spirit that was involved or came in, and for Brother Frank it was something logic. It seems to him that it was it was logic for him to put together to serve the Lord a man and a woman. For him, it seemed normal, but before God, it was not that the will of God. You see a little bit what I mean. Let us enter a little bit in. We have just a short time. May God help us in this meeting tonight. And the word that we will listen to remain in our heart. I have different passages of the scripture. Yourself, you can see it. Or you can check them in the biblical key. So this came in my heart to start with Romans chapter 12. So the permissive will, as Balaam had, and also different servant of God, they passed through that. Also, in the midst of the church, we all the time Paul was an apostle according to the will of God. God has established him. It was not in his own will, but it was the will of God. Then we see what Paul wrote. We read it. And today, this thing is important. It's more important than the last ages. We all need to enter in the will of God for all things before us to get and to remain in the will of God. Otherwise, we are going to be astray, or we are going to try to justify ourselves even though we are out of the will of God. So we are clearly out of the will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this word, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Do you see the perfect will of God? For this reason, Britain, in this Council of Nicaea in 325, we all know the stories as we read it. Those who start hearing what it was spoke, it was not according to the word of God. It was not according to the will of God. For the word of God is the will of God. And they stood and they left. It's true. For this reason, God always left a group. God always left a group. May the Lord bless our heart tonight for us to be that small flock. There are others, but also us, we are part of this small flock or small group that those who did not bow their knees before Baal, before the beast, or before Balaam. Yeah, before Balaam. Verse 3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Let us read also in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Touched me, pardon me if I repeat the same things, because we always pay attention to our good reasonings. If it's not conformed to the word of God or to the will of God, that your reasoning is wrong, is carnal, is of the flesh. So you have to forsake it. For this reason, it's written, your mind has to be renewed. So that thought is of a mind that is not renewed. Ephesians chapter 5, we read here the context from Ephesians 5:15. See then that ye all walk circumspectly, not as fool but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. We are at the end. And during this time, every hour counts. I do not know how to say it, but every moment is a precious moment. So we have to redeem the time. So that spirit that seek God, as the scripture say, work for your salvation with fear and trembling. So we have to put accent or to press on it, because we are at the end. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God, of the Lord is. Pay attention, be careful. What is the will of God in this moment? What is the will of God in the work that I'm doing? Is to seek his approbation. So is approbation, to be under his control. Because if I have my own will, I'm not under leadership of God. I'm not under control of God. It can be the control of my own thoughts, the control of my own intelligence. Then it's hard to find a way back. Verse 17, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, let's see in Psalm 143. David was a man as all others. Elijah, as is written in James 5, Elijah was a man as all of us. He was made of flesh, but in that flesh the word of God was, and the spirit of God was, as also as today, all those who believe to God, and they have the word of God inside them. Verse 10, it says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercies, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. Hallelujah. Do you see? Teach me to do thy will. Many times, we give it we do not take it in consideration, or we think that what we are doing is the will of God many times, and then when we see the result, or with the trial that come after, we see the only price that we have not to pay is the work that was done on Calvary. But for everything else, there is a price. And who to those who does not know that there is a price to pay? For this reason, Balaam paid a price. David paid a price. Balak paid a price. All those who went astray or out of the will of God, they paid a price for that. It's like in Krefeld, also there, the price was paid. I'm not saying to accuse people, but I'm saying just to show you. Even after we went back in the way or in the path of God, but the price was paid. So the consequence were there. So how is good to dwell always in the will of God? Another passage of the scripture. Let us read Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. I'm pressing on this theme because it's important for before God, it's important for the church and for all of us, for the fellowship, for our work, and for us to glorify also the Lord. It's important. Here in Matthew 5:9 is speaking about, we have not to do long prayer, for our Father knows what we He knows what we need before even to ask. It's not Matthew 6:9. Matthew 6:9. The brother wrote it down wrong. It's Matthew 6 verse 9. What is good to recognize is here, allowed be thy name, to sanctify the name of the Lord, I have to be in his will. Is it true? That is the consequence. I cannot sanctify his name with my own will, but I have to stay in his will for me to be sanctified as he wants and as he says. Sanctified, the word sanctify means to be separated for the service of the Lord. See how many people with the false humility thinking that they are sanctified, but they're doing all things that are opposite of the will of God, and they are in the permissive will of God instead of being in the perfect will of God. And I continue verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debts. So the right translation here is that also the Pope correct this translation. See a little bit the as the devil always imitated, but he been the devil, he was liar since the beginning. He was a liar and a perverter. He has written, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is the right translation. So also here, the give us this day our daily bread, and that will be done in earth as it in heaven. It must be attached, these words, to our soul, as we have a deep relationship for us to be where the Lord is. So we are not moved neither to the right, neither to the left, but exactly where the Lord is. Another passage, John 7:17. I told you that I have some passages of the scripture that I wanted to read with you. So let us read them. John chapter 7. We read from verse 16. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but is that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. And I'll add something in the word of God. But the one who speaketh himself speak of his own glory. He speak of his own will, of his own glory. But the will of God is the glory of God. Do you see? But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Here in verse 19 is another subject, but what I want to tell you is important to know the will of God. Another important passage is in John 1, chapter 13. Here we enter in the depth of what God has done. It's not of the will of the flesh or of a man. John chapter 1 from verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood. Be careful, this word, when the Lord gave it to me, I say, oh Lord, it's true. You did not become son of God for the will of a man or the will of a church or the will of a system, but you became a child of God by the perfect will of God. So it's a perfect salvation, is the perfect redemption. Oh, hallelujah. You see, it was not a meeting bringing you, making you a child of God, but it was God, him, through his will, manifested in you, his will manifested in you, you become son and daughter of God. Isn't it wonderful? I believe that you have understood it. It's not the will of God. It's important to know it. For this reason, all things must be under this leadership or direction of the will of God. I remember how good like good reasoning people wanted to do over the word of God, then this reasoning bring them away to their personal will, and then we go astray, or we depart from the will of God. So following their own common sense, yeah, and they depart from God, as in the first church age, Ephesus, they went out of the will of God. And another passage that I want to read with you is in Hebrews chapter 10. We all know it. It's a wonderful word. We spoke already about it different time. Also, Brother Branham, Brother Frank, also yourself, you read this this word. Hebrews chapter 10. We can read from verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin thou hast not pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Oh, tell me now. Here is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But are you included in or are you out? We are included inside. So also you and me, we present to the Lord, as we read in Romans chapter 12, we present ourselves as a living sacrifice to God for us to fulfill the will of God. Hallelujah. It's like Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I give it to you in Jesus' name. What can we give if it's not ourselves insert in the will of God? It's true that we make mistakes. It's true. But then we go back in the will of God. We go back as David did. The prophet Nathan went to him, he told him the story, and he told him that man is you. And David correct himself, so he repented. Here we found this wonderful verse. What David say, it's better to fall in the hand of God than it's better to fall in the justice of God than to the justice of man. Look at how the church ages went. Slowly they were just going astray more and more. And at this end time, as Brother Branham drew the light in the candlestick, in Laodicean church there is just a small light at evening time. In that small light, the word came, the word of regeneration or restoration, and the word that came to light the candlestick and to bless the people of God, as it was in Pentecost, is wonderful. And another word still in verse 13, still here in Hebrew, verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified. So by the will, so the only will, may God grant us grace tonight, and I'm saying that with all my heart, may God grant us this taking of position for us to say, your will to be done, not my will. Do you understand it? So for it to be in our soul, for God to serve of each one of us and for us to serve him according to his will and to be manifested the way he wants us to be. This is the perfect will of God, or is the desire of God, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Amen. By the which will, as we read in John 1, verse 17 or 13. So we became children of God by the will of God. Our Lord is wonderful. In as we read, united meaning Catholic means all together. Here is the communism, ecumenism. Here out came out, or out comes out the ecumenism. If we go to Revelation 13, we see that we are fully inside. We find ourselves already fully inside. We see what they are doing now, what they are planning. This uniting of people is there. They are strong there. What we said last time, when the devil always try to separate then conquer, but now they are gathering together. They are all of the same race. Or may God bless this small reflection or study that we have done over this word, United Meeting. In the will of God, we find the true Church of God, and we can go in the book of Acts and we can see how they were united. And the will of God unite people, unite the church. Is there where we find unity? Let us continue. Page 17. For the food that man truly needs, the word of God, even the word of God, they were given creeds and dogmas and rituals, which were also enforced by the state. And above all, they were given three gods with the triple compound name of one true God. And water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ gave way to the pagan baptism of three titles. I have other document that I'd like to take, or I'd like to read with you. I have it here with me. I have it here. I'd like to read this document with you. Speaking about baptism, in the Catholic Encyclopedia, in page 363, the baptismal formula was changed from the name of Jesus Christ to the Father, Son, and Spirit, and the Holy Spirit in the second century. Joseph Ratzinger, whom became Pope, he made a confession about this, Matthew 28:19. Our profession of faith took its form during century. The text of Matthew 28:19. The Trinitarian baptism of Matthew 28:19 has not its origin from the original church that started in Jerusalem around the years 33. Incredible. Also them, they know what took place in the beginning, because they have books, they have the story, the history of the church. That was an invention of the Catholic, the Roman Catholic. They invented it, but just few people knows about this the true just few people they just few people know about this truth. For this reason, Catholic Church, they depart from the original church, from the Word of God. I want to continue to read here. The real believers ought not to have gone there. They had, this is Livail. This is the book of Livail. They had already lost much truth, and now they too would lose the understanding of Godhead and forfeit names for title in waters baptism. Now watch this doctrine of Balaam most carefully. Notice above all that is the deliberate maneuver of a corrupt clergy to bind the people to them by leading the people deliberately into the sin of unbelief. Genesis 3 verse 4. I'm adding it myself. The Nicolaitan doctrine was the corruption of the clergy as they sought political power among themselves, while Balaamism is the subjection of the people to their system of creed and worship in order to hold them. Therefore, the two are going together, the two system, the two spirit, Balaamism and Nicolaitanism. Now we continue to read. Now watch this carefully. What was it that bound the people to the nominal church and thereby destroyed them? It was the creeds and dogmas formed into church tenet. It was the creeds and dogmas formed into church tenet. They made the church tenets. It was the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church. They were not given to the true food, the word. They were given the food that came from idol worship. Let's continue to read. They were given the food that came from idol worship, Babylonian paganism wrapped up in Christian terminology. And that very same spirit and doctrine is right among all Protestants, and it is called denomination. Nicolaitanism is organization, humanizing the leadership of the church and thereby deposing the spirit. Balaamism is denominationalism, which take the church manual instead of the Bible. And right to this hour, many of God's people are caught in the snare of denominationalism. And God is crying to them, "Come out of her, my people, lest ye be partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues." You see, they are ignorant, but if the rapture should take place at this moment, ignorance would be not caught of appeal from the judgment of God for being in the wrong ranks. Do you see? For this reason, the denominational spirit, it was always against the will of God. It was always something to remove before God, to be removed it, or to remove it. When we came into the message, I want to add this is important. The message, many, as there was not the true impact with the word and with the Spirit of God, and there was not, if I can say it, many came, they were attracted by the intelligence was prevailed instead of that relationship with God. Many remain just with knowledge instead of going till the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then we can see how all this problem, the problem came then, and they are still persisting till now. The brothers are reading again. All together, we have to find a common agree. He's right, you know, it's like this. So this is Nicolaitanism, and we have to understand it. Also, as sometimes we are pulled there. We are pulled in this way, instead of seeing what the scriptures say, or what the word of God says. We are a bit light, or instead of being steadfast, we live in this spirit, and then this spirit starts like this. And they start eating, as is written in Joel. And right to this hour, many of God's people are caught in the snare of denominationals. And God is crying to them, come out of her, my people. In the word, they say justice. Justice that does not accept ignorance. So we have not to think that God accept ignorance. After he visited you, after he visit you, also the young rich man could say to Abraham, send Lazarus. Abraham answered to him, they had Moses, they had the word. God always visit his people. There was no moment or no time in which God left his people alone. Continue to read. The Seven Church Ages, Chapter 10, page 363. For the clergy to organize themselves with one rank over another until they are fully held up by a president is a manifestation of the Antichrist spirit, regardless of how wonderful and necessary it may seem. It is nothing but human reasoning taking the place of the word. This matter is serious. And any person who is in the organized denomination is right in the midst of the Antichrist system. Now let me say this and make it very plain. I'm not against the people. I'm against the system. This is the word that Brother Brennan used to say. He used to say. And Brother Olivier took it from there and wrote it here. With a state and church union, the stage has been set for the dark age. And indeed, for about 1,000 years, the church went into the depth of blackness, knowing the death of Satan. We read it in Revelation. When any religious people embrace both Nicolaitanism and Balaamism and have the political, financial, and physical power to back it up, there is only one direction they can go. And here you can imagine it yourself. That direction is right into the Jezebel doctrine. Now, why do we say this? Because as we pointed out in the study of the fourth age, that Jezebel was a Sidonian, the daughter of Ekbal, who was a king priest to Astarte. He was a murderer. This woman married Ahab, king of Israel, for political expediency. You can find perfectly what he's saying here in 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 25 and some, and in also in other places. She then took over the religion of the people and murdered the Levite and erected temples wherein she caused the people to worship Astarte, Venus, and Balaam, some god. She formulated the teaching. You see, she formulated the woman has a big role in this during the church age. If God permits it, maybe we can do other studies about the spirit of Jezebel. She formulated the teaching and made a priest teach it, and they in turn made the people accept it. Here exactly you see what was the church during the Dark Age. There you can see exactly what the nominal church was in the Dark Age. They left the word of God entirely, except the names and titles of Godhead and few scriptural principles. They twisted what they did take out of the Bible by changing its meaning. Their college of bishops, etc., wrote vast treatises. Their popes declared themselves infallible and say they received revelation from God and spoke as God to the people. And I can testify that when I was a child, the priest had an influence over people. As also you know, they have influence over people. They used to dominate them. There was this the spirit of dominion. Everything was it was taught to the priest, and they made people to believe it or to accept it. And if you believe in something else, they will excommunicate you, or they will put you out of the church. So it's written here. To dissent what was death, or excommunication, which might be worse than death. It was now the church with the assured voice that took over. And while with power they drank the blood of the martyrs until the true Christians were all but exterminated, and there was hardly any word left, is written in Revelation, and little manifestation of the Holy Ghost. But the true vine struggled and survived. God was faithful to the little flock, and in spite of what Rome might do to their bodies, Rome could not kill the spirit within them, and the light of the truth shone on, backed by the Holy Ghost and power. For this reason, the seed of God is the expression of his will. As he said, let it be light. It was the will of God. He says, let's separate water from water of above and to water of on earth. May all seed bring forth a fruit according to his So the power of God is always in this small flock that do the will of God and walk according to the will of God. and accept what the Holy Spirit and the Word gives him. I continue to read the 7 Church Ages, chapter 10, page 364. This is a good place to make an illumination observation. Look, the deeds and doctrines of the Nicolaitans, the doctrine of Balaam, and the teaching of false prophetess Jezebel do not constitute three spirit or make three spiritual principles. These three are but the various manifestation of the same spirit as it goes from depth to depth. So he continued to make himself perfect in lies. These are but these three are but the various manifestation of the same spirit as it goes from depth to depth. What it all is the Antichrist spirit of organization in its three various stages. Once the clergy separated themselves and organized themselves, they oppressed the people by leading them into and binding them to organization also. This organization was based upon the creeds and dogma which they taught the people instead of the pure word of God. Ritual and ceremony was given an increasing part of worship, and soon this whole system was militant and diabolical power that did its best to control all through the persuasion of these discourses and literal forces. So that's how this spirit, the Antichrist, is against the church. It's normal because the church is working according to the will of God. So to break through that barrier, you have to be born again. You have to receive the Holy Spirit. Then that barrier is forced and the devil cannot do anything else. Here is the seal of God. Entering in that position, the devil cannot seduce anyone. We can have a moment of weakness, or we can be fragile during our work, but the elect or the chosen one cannot be seduced. This is that said the Lord in the Word of God. Yes, written this all. It received, so the system, it received its energy from its own false prophecies. Do you remember the Pentecostal church? All those false prophecies. All those false prophecies, they're saying, I see the white words, I've seen this, or you are like this, or you are like this. All those things. Then all those wrong vision they used to have. That's what happened in the past years. But now all this, all these things are because of the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has us revealed us and has removed the mask from the spirit, so we can see it clearly, and it cannot influence anymore the true church. This is the great blessing that God gave us. That's why the message came, and everything was revealed to us, and now we know all these things. It received its energy from its own false prophecies and not the word of God. It was now absolutely Antichrist. Thou it came in Christ's name. Amen. Here we finish with the church ages of Livel. We read this teaching of the histories from the book of Livel. To now we stop here. Do you agree with me? Or do you want to continue? I believe that is good. to stop here and to give you time to meditate over these things as we talk about the will of God, the perfect and the wonderful will of God in which all of us must enter. The church has helped us in that direction. And I say, oh, this is the will of God. Oh no, this one is the will of God. It's not like this, it's like this. For the will of God is based upon the word and the promises of God. Only are based upon them. So for this reason, we can discern when is my own will or my own thoughts, my own opinion, my personal opinion. We can discern it from the will of God. So if you say, I think, when you think is your will, but when you say the Lord says, it's different. When someone says the Lord says, it's different. But when you think, you say, I think, you are putting yourself forward, and that's your will. But if we say the Lord say in the scripture, it's different. Also, Pharaoh knew the perfect will of God. God could immediately let him know, but he decided to stay in his own will till God destroys his own will. There are many examples or many passages of the scripture that shown us that's shown us the will of God. It's good that the church at this end time to dwell in this position and to remain in this position and to have the right taking of position. Now I want to add this. Although all this reading or the study that we have done, we were blessed. Our heart were blessed, and it was useful for us to do it, to take the right example. And then the Lord inspired us to find passages of the scripture and to go in the subject. And this, he just blessed our soul and enriched our soul. And I said personally, I was blessed and my soul is enriched. For this reason, we have not to give up. We have to always to pray one for another and to seek always to please him, to please God in all things. Because if you please God, you please also to man. May God help us in this during this hard time. It's difficult to support what is taking place now. God made us free. Do you believe that? Already, just this, God made us free. But the devil want us to be slave, or want us to be submitted to him. But it won't prevail, because we know all things work together for those who loved God. But it's also good. It's also true that the devil won't prevail over us, because God won't permit him that. And next time, we read chapter 19. We read page 19, The Church of Jesus Christ. question and answer. We read also page 22 and 23. Maybe we still have like two meeting, then we finish everything. Hallelujah. May God bless our hearts and sanctify them. The word sanctification is important, not as a man think it. Sanctified, to be in service or to make a service for God. Let us pray. Then who is tired, he can go to sleep, but who is not, he can remain. And we can share something among us. I say that I know many are tired. It's true, Brother Gianfranco works. Brother Antonio works also early. When you know, everyone has his own shift. I see that Brother Samuel is not here because maybe he has to work early, and he has to prepare himself good work. May God help him. We pray for him, for God to help him and to strengthen him. And yeah, that's it. Amen. We want to thank the Lord tonight. Brother Antonio. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you because it's true that we are living in difficult time in which the devil is stopping us to have fellowship one with another, but he cannot stop the fellowship that we have with you, that personal relationship where in you we find our refuge. We find that strength to go to continue the work. Bless all my brethren. Bless all my sisters. May in through sufferances, not to be together or not to see each other, you will give us strength to overcome also or this moment, to overcome this trial. And you say that you always give us trial. You cannot give us trial more than our power. You exhort your church to put in practice your word, to sanctify itself through the obedience of your word. Grant us grace, Heavenly Father, to have the same faith that was in the upper room, to have one soul, one heart, one mind, and one spirit. Oh, please, Father, lead our work, lead our thoughts, lead our desires for everything to be conformed to your word and for the obedience of your word to make us free people to glorify your name, to sanctify your name through the action, those actions that are transmit from the obedience of your word. Glorify thy name in our lives, glorify thy name in our houses, strengthen us in our faith and to act according to your will. We do not want the primacy will, we want your will. Grant us grace. And if you see that we are weak, oh, give us strength for us to obey you, for we want to obey you. You are our God, you are the God of Israel, and you are the only true God. Father, grant us grace. Be with us tonight. Bless us and let us meditate continuously your teaching, because your teachings are precious for our soul and for our preparation. It's true that time time is short now, and we want to be ready. We want to be in that phase in which we are still preparing ourselves, but we want to be ready for the rapture. As the Bible say, your word say, you will come as a thief, and no one knows the day or the hour. Grant us grace. To you belong glory, honor. And we thank you for your servants. We thank you for Brother Frank, for Brother Franco, Brother Forestieri. May you bless them richly, and may you support them. It's true that they are aged, but you can all things. As you have done with Abraham, you gave him a promise. It's true, Heavenly Father. You granted grace and mercy, and you prolong their days. May you grant us this grace to have once more together, to have once more all your servants together, Brother Frank, Brother Franco. Strengthen them in their soul and physically. Your church need your instrument, those instruments that are in your hand, for your church to continue its work. Grant us grace. It's true that physically we cannot meet, but in the spirit, as the Apostle Paul say, in the spirit, each one of us is bind one to another with the love of God. Thank you, Lord. Bless each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Amen.